a good Erev Shabbos. I need to obviously dedicate today's shir l'schus of our precious brothers and sisters who are currently the Mokum Sakana, terrible Sakana, surrounded by the most dangerous and vicious animals in the world, and who want nothing but to destroy them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should watch over them, and the schus of the chizuk that we will get from these next few minutes, we will be'ezer Hashem, be a schus for them, and we'll be a shmir for them, and a shmir for ourselves. From the very first time I spoke to you, to the Kehilo, there's something that I've been meaning to say and wanting to say, and I've hinted it, but I was struggling how to say it without chas v'chalila breaking different factions of Klal Yisrael apart, or chas v'shalom bringing out any part of Klal Yisrael in a negative light. And it was a struggle for me because I keep on seeing and kept on seeing, and obviously keep on seeing now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting for us to get this message. And I was very hesitant. And there's nothing worse than HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending you a message and you missing it. This entire parsha, Parshas Vayera, is about people who missed messages. There's these people who surrounded the house of Lot when he was hosting guests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made blind. And what happens? They continue in the blindness to feel the door to stop them. What are you thinking? You just went blind, all of you. Hundreds of people went blind the same minute. Don't you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you? Moreover, the children of Lot, the son-in-laws, when they're told to let's go, they start laughing. They miss the whole thing. And we look at this and say, this is crazy. The whole, we're watching because Baruch was turning over, studying, it's smoking. What are you, crazy? What are you not understanding? That they refused to leave. As a matter of fact, some of Lot's children didn't leave. Lot's son-in-laws didn't leave, only his daughters. Not all of his daughters. It sounds wild. Which part don't you see? But there's a tremendous lesson from this week's parsha. That you could be hit over the head directly and still miss it. It's mind-boggling, but it's true. So, from the very first moment that this story took place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps on talking about the same thing. And I want to share with you what's going on, please. Okay? I mentioned last week at Shal Shudas in the shul that my son-in-law shared with me a story. There's one of the communities on the south. It was an extremely anti-religious community. And there was a Chabad Shliach in the neighborhood. And the Chabad Shliach would come every Friday and they would not allow men. So he had a deal. There was one woman in the neighborhood who would stand at the gate of the fence, at the gate of the kibbutz. He would give her a box of candles every single Friday this went on. And she would give out candles to those that were interested. She told a story. That's what I said last week, that the terrorist barged into her home, pointed a gun at her, and said, nah. And they went to the next one. Just left her right there standing. And she said in a video, this is the schus of her Shabbos Kodesh. That's what I shared last week. This week, a number of stories, one after the other. I cannot tell you if I say I must have heard this week tens of stories. The stories that stood out is a woman, a secular woman, who also made a video. Again, I want to be clear, I don't see videos. And I did not see these videos. These are all videos people I know watched. A woman, totally a secular woman. She shares, a mother of children, that dreaded morning, she looks out the window. She looks out of her peephole, and she sees seven Hamas terrorists. 7 with guns ready to barge into her door. 7. And she thinks to herself, her mother with a few little kids, what's she going to do? She goes into the kitchen, she pulls out 2 knives, holding the 2 knives by the door. And then she starts laughing at herself. 2 knives against 7 armed terrorists is not going to go. And as she tells the story herself, she looked up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a moment of truth, and says, Hashem, I promise to keep every single Shabbos for the rest of my life if you save my family. She said she looked back out through the peephole and the 7 terrorists were walking down the steps. They left. There's a woman, testimonies of people. These stories continue and continue. I'll share with you one more. I can keep you a whole night with stories and stories. An amazing story. Story maybe can pass for Kibbutz Av Aim and Shabbos. There was unfortunately a girl, a precious little girl, precious young woman, I should say, who went off, totally left the path of Torah. And her mother pleaded with her at Simchas Torah night, can you please, Shabbos, please don't go to this party that so many people are killed by. And she said, Mommy, it's my whole life, my social, my friends, everybody. And she refused to listen to her mother, and she went. And on the way out the door, her mother said, okay, I didn't win this one, but you have to give me a promise. Promise me at least you're going to make Kiddush during the festivities. You have to make Kiddush. Get a cup of wine, which I'm sure there will be. You have to make Kiddush. She says, Mommy, I promise you that. This was during the party, and all of a sudden she remembered that in all of the festivities that were going on over there, I don't know how to call it, festivities, whatever it was, she forgot. And she promises to her mother, she's an honest girl. She told her friends, I apologize, I'll be back in a few minutes. She went to her room, wherever she was staying. She made Kiddush. And while she was making Kiddush in her room, the gunshot started outside. Saved her life. And again, I can honestly, we can go on and go on. And if for some reason, as you mentioned, this happened on Shabbos. It didn't happen on Shabbos, but I'm struggling. Because there were Shemesh Shabbos, very few, but there were Shemesh Shabbos that were killed. There were many secular people who didn't go make Kiddush that survived. So you have to be very careful. So I'll be honest, I was struggling to talk about this. Today, a friend of mine sent me a drasha. He sent me an email with the drasha of Rabbi Haber, who was here this week. A drasha that he gave today in New York. It's on Torah Anytime for those that want to hear it at length. And in that drasha, he says, Mamash, what I'm telling you. He says, you know, I was avoiding to talk about this. And he said, what I shared now. But you can't. How much could you avoid? And he said, he added, there's a community called Ofakim. I didn't even know this. I could not believe this. You have to hear what he said. Ofakim is a strange community. It is half totally dati, 100% Shemesh Shabbos, Shemesh Mitzvahs, and half totally secular. It's an interesting city. Mamash, half and half. There's no reason, no rhyme or reason. The terrorists went into Ofakim. They didn't, not one of the 3,000 terrorists went into the site of Shomer Shabbos. To the point that he said, Ofakim, people said that even in the afternoon that day, the shuls were still full. People had no idea what went on the other side of Ofakim. That's what he says. I kept it. I don't even believe it. I have a hard, I mean, I believe it, but I don't know how to wrap my head around it. So Rabbi Haber said something, and I want to share with you that he said, I was hesitant to talk about this because it comes out that we're saying why something happened. And who are we to say why? And then he said something incredible. He says, no, we cannot say why. But we could say what? What does Hashem want from us? I am chas v'shalom, not professing to say I know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. But I said, Rabbi Haber, but I do know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us as a message. That I can say. With tens, if not hundreds, of stories that I've just shared with you just a few of Shmir Shabbos, saving people, happens on Shabbos Kodesh, and with all the Shemesh Shabbos communities were not touched. And so again, I'm not saying that the people who were not Shemesh Shabbos got killed, Chas v'shalom. Please, I'm begging you not to misquote me. I am not saying why people were killed and why people weren't. No one can say that, and definitely not me. But after you hear tens of stories, tens of stories of people who just did something to relate it to Shabbos and had nisim goyim, like seven terrorists walking down your steps because you took a Kabbalah to stay Shabbos, or going out to make Kiddush, or giving out candles every Friday. I'll tell you one more story, just because it's so hard to control myself, because there's so much chizik, an incredible story. There's a Balas Tshuva who lived in one of those secular communities. She was a single, solitary Shemesh Shabbos in her community. And she, one of these little, kibbutzim, she was on Shemesh Shabbos. She was in her apartment, and they went to every single apartment on her block, and they left her apartment open. And she said the terrorist was caught. And he was asked, you went into every single house. Listen to what the terrorist said. He said, we had detailed lists of which houses to go into. Us and our wives worked here. This girl, since she became a Shemesh Shabbos, she left for Shabbos, every single Shabbos, because she had no one to keep Shabbos with. Happened to be this Shabbos, this Shmini Atzeres, she invited her family to come to her. But she was on the list, and the list said she's not home on Saturday. The guy, the terrorist that was caught, said, we were told, don't waste your time, this address, not home Saturday. The people, the terrorists that worked there, or their wives who worked there, maybe it's whatever they did in there, this woman said, she watched them walking to every house, and she says, because I was a Shemesh Shabbos. I share with you five Shemesh Shabbos stories out of many. If you listen to the speakers, go on Torah Anytime, go to just a bunch of websites, listen to drushes, because there are people sharing the most incredible stories in Chizik and Emunah. So, I will just, as I mentioned, so I'm not here to say why, but I'm here to say what. Everyone is thinking the same thoughts. What can I do to stay safe? I think it's a fair question. And I think we're smart enough to know that guards won't do it, and police are not going to do it, and the American, let's see, go look what's going on outside, see if anyone's protecting anybody. There's no one protecting anybody. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us as follows. I am bringing these days, hopefully, Mechemez Goy Gumagoy, there's going to be a Mashiach. I want you Yidden to know what protects. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and shared with us and made story after story after story. What's the goal of all these stories? The goal is to tell us how we are going to stay safe. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us the Schus of Shmir Shabbos. And we mentioned this a few weeks ago. On a year where you don't blow Shofar, it's a tough year because Shabbos pushes away Shofar. And we were very clear, we spoke about this multiple times. Aruch HaNer says, you need to strengthen Shabbos. I'm asking everyone to think about it. What the message is. You can't be that blind. You can't. How many more stories? Amazing stories. I'll share one more story that Rabbi Haber shared. He said last Wednesday, he was asked by an organization that is Mechazik Yidden with Yanamachla, Yidden with Cancer, Lo Yaleinu V'Lo Yaleichem, to speak. And they came, they set up a video, and he was good. He gave a message. The guy that came was not a Hasidish guy, but he had long payas. Rabbi Haber was very taken by him. So he said, what's up with the payas? He said, I'll tell you the truth. I was a frum kid. I lost my way and had a big pony. When I cut off, I had long hair. When I cut off my hair, I wanted to leave something to remind myself and something that will keep people who do Averis away from me. He says, I have payas and everyone stays. No one that wants to do an Averis goes over to somebody with long payas, he said. And he's talking to him and he says, I gotta just tell you, Rabbi, something. My best friend from my secular days lives in Israel and he works in an upscale firm in Tel Aviv. His firm went to that party. And recently I began to learn with him. He learned with him and he started getting more religious. And his office said, his boss called him and says, no, we're going to this party tonight. He said, I started Shabbat. The guy says, this is not Stama party. This is a party everyone needs to go to. You're missing. He said, he took the gevur and he said, you know, I'm not saying no forever, but this one time I'm not going. This is what he tells Rabbi, my best friend. He said, I'm not going. Shabbos. And he went to spend Shabbos with his from family instead. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Rabbi Heber said, when I heard this story, I was debating, should I talk about it, should I not talk about it? Then Kadosh Baruch Hu sent me that the videographer of the guy taking the videos should come tell me, like, because I wasn't getting it, my best friend. Life was saved because last minute he said no to his boss. He stood up to his boss and said, I'm not going to the party. You understand? He said, I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me a message. I can't, you have to talk about it. So, the Chofetz Chaim used to say, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, preparing for Shabbos early, taking in Shabbos a few minutes early, making sure don't cut Shabbos in the beginning at the end. Learn Hilchas Shabbos. Learn more over Shabbos. Make sure the Shabbos tables don't have Lashon Hara on it. Everyone should pick something with Shabbos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us not why. Again, to be clear, not why. What is the message? There's no doubt. This was about Shmir Shabbos. They walked right by Yeshiva's Tifrach. They had a list, and I said this once before, of every single shul. And there's documentation that the terrorists were asked, actually, why didn't you walk into shuls? And they said, we were supposed to. The orders were to go into the shuls because it was a holiday. They knew it was a holiday. They said, I don't know, we just started to go into houses instead. The shuls were jam-packed. Yeshiva's Tifra had over 1,000 people in it. They walked right by. They drove right by it. They had it on their paper. They had it on their list. What do you mean they walked right by it? Hinele yonuv le'ishan shem Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us we need to work before Mashiach comes when there's going to be dangerous times. Shabbos is what's going to do it for us. And this six or seven stories that I share tonight, I usually don't stand up and say stories, but the message has to get out. We can't be. So again, not why, but what's the message? How can you enhance Shabbos Kodesh? And the number one thing is learning Hilchas Shabbos. Because if you don't learn Hilchas Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't know. There's beautiful English books. I have one I use at Mar Shabbos table since Rosh Hashanah we started. It's split into, it's called the 3 minutes a day of Hilchas Shabbos. Take the English books, take something at the Shabbos table, a few halachas in the schus of strengthening Shabbos. All of us, all of the people in dangerous places, and all of Klal Yisrael will be zeicher to be safe and sound together. Yushalayim habnuya be'ezus Hashem. Have a wonderful Shabbos.